Shalom, everybody. It is a privilege this week to share words of Torah about Pesach. Towards the beginning of Magid, we are told very clearly that every single Jew has a part in the Seder. Every single Jew has a part in Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. The Torah tells us in different places that no matter where our children are, no matter how they approach the story of Yitziat Mitzrayim, no matter where they are religiously or spiritually, no matter what, they have a place at the Seder. Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. The Torah talked to all kinds of people. And this is, of course, the introduction to the Arba Banim. Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. There's a lot to say here, but for this brief FMT, we will focus on one of those Banim, the Ben HaRasha, the Rasha. And we have to ask a question on the Rasha's question and also on our answer to the Rasha. The Rasha's question is in the Torah. It's in Parashat Bo, Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Chaf Vav, and there the Torah says, V'haya ki yomru aleichem b'neichem, ma ha'avodah hazot lachem. And that's the question of the Rasha in the Haggadah. Rasha mahu omer, ma ha'avodah hazot lachem. That's the question from the Torah. However, the answer that the Torah gives to the Rasha is not the answer that we give to the Rasha in the Haggadah. The answer that the Torah gives is, V'yamartem zevach pesach hu l'ashem, asher posach al batei b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim, b'nog poet mitzrayim vet bateinu hitzil, v'yikod ha'am v'yishtachavu. That is the answer that the Torah gives to this Ben HaRasha. We do say that later. When we get to Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kol Shelo Amar Shlosha Devarim Elu BaPesach Lo Yatzah Yedei Chovato, we do talk about it then. But the Rasha here in Keneged Arba Banim, we don't give him that answer. What do we say? We say Lachem Velo Lo Ulefi Shotzi Et Atzmo Min HaKlal Kofar BaYikar V'Yafata Hake Et Shinav, etc., etc. What is going on here? Why do we say to the Rasha, Ilu hayasham lo haya nigal? Not only that, but we say, V'af ata hake et shinav. Why don't we just answer what the Torah says to answer? V'amartem zevach pesach hu l'ashem asher pasach al batei b'nei Mitzrayim b'mitzrayim. The Torah tells us how to answer the Rasha. Why do we answer him so differently and so harshly, I might add? A beautiful answer is given to this question by the Beis Halevi, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik. He died in 1892. He's the great-grandfather of Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who we know, who died in 1993. This answer is found in the Beis Halevi Al HaTorah on Parashat Bo on that pasuk, and the answer is explained beautifully in the Haggadah of the Shemen HaTov, written by Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita. This is what the Beis Halevi says. When a Rasha challenges the Torah, there are two things that happen. One is a bizayon haTorah, a disgrace to the Torah. He's not looking for an answer. If he was, he wouldn't be a Rasha. The question is intended to degrade, to demean. That's one thing that happens when a Rasha asks a question. But a second thing also happens, or could happen, when a Rasha asks a question. It's possible that the words of the Rasha could leave an impression on the people listening to the question. Wait a minute, maybe he has a point. Maybe there is some merit to his question. What indeed is the answer to his question? And therefore, says the Beis Halevi, when the Rasha asks his question, Ma ha'avodah hazot lachem, there must be two responses. One, the Haggadah is telling us how to respond to the chutzpah and to the insolence of the question. When questions are asked like that, there's no more Mr. Nice Guy. We, as Jews, are open to all kinds of questions. No questions are off limits, but on the condition that they are questions and that they're not statements with some kind of fictitious question mark at the end. This is not a question. It's a statement meant to insult, to offend. So we nip it in the bud. Afata hake et shinav. That is the Haggadah's answer to the Rasha's question. But the Torah's answer is something else. The Torah's answer is the answer that is given, in the words of the Beis Halevi, Kedei shelo ya'asu divrei rasha zeh shoresh bilibam v'shelo yikansu hadvarim bilibam klal. The Torah's answer is intended for us and for our children so that the Rasha's question doesn't take hold in our hearts somewhere. He's asking, Mahavodah zot lachem? I'll tell you why we do all this. Because, Zevach Pesach hu Lashem Asher Pasach, etc. That's the answer for you and for me. But that's not the answer to the Rasha. The Rasha doesn't get an answer because he wasn't asking a question. And I think this is a powerful message for you and for me. It's important to hear on Pesach and beyond. We are a tolerant people, confident in our emuna, and willing and interested in having conversations and discourse about our emuna with anyone. But we should be careful not to be so tolerant that we allow chutzpah and humiliation, especially bizayon haTorah, God forbid, to be accepted as a matter of course. Have an amazing day, everyone.